Yeah, no, really excited to have a presence like that. He certainly is a game changer, and we've been probably playing Matty Knight in the centre position for the last couple of years, but it frees him up, and you know, to have a legitimate centre in there that you know, he's a big boy and can finish around the rim. So we're really excited that he's decided to join Perth.
He said he's a big boy. He's a really big boy, isn't he? He's got a bit of strength.
Oh yeah, without a question. I've had first-hand experience with Nate the last 2 years with the Boomers, and you know, he's a real good teammate, and he sets some great screens, and you're not going to move him a lot once he gets that position. And you know, he plays the right brand of basketball as well, so that's going to help us.
What was the hook that got him here, do you think?
I think that just our program. You know, he's comfortable. He wants to come here and get himself back in shape, back into 100% shape. And the one thing that he brought up, that he wants to win a championship. And you know, my eyes just lit up when that when a player says that and coming in. And so look, we're super excited and really can't wait for him to get here.
He had a couple of offers, didn't he? At one stage, did you think he wasn't going to?
Yeah, look, it really came down. I think the money aside, I think if he wanted to do that, he would have gone back to Europe. He's been playing in Europe with big contracts, you know, some worth more than our salary cap. You know, it's just the program that we have with the coaching staff, the wait staff. He wants to get himself back in pristine condition. And we're going to ride him hard. You know, it's not going to be an easy camp. And I told him that I'm going to get after him and make sure he's doing the work. And, you know, we can't wait to get started with him.
Well, your roster all of a sudden is very big, and leaving that backup point guard position a bit thin. How do you restructure and reshuffle things now?
Yeah, no, good point. It's going to be a little bit of trial and error. You know, we've got to shift some people around. The last year's position, we played Sean and Jesse prominently in the four, so we'll go a big lineup where they can play in a small forward position. And now we've got this piece in place, we can go on to look for our backup point guard. So hopefully we're getting the ducks in a row and get 10 soon.
Would you have been able to get Nate without Hugh leaving, Trev?
Probably not. You know, that's the silver lining that what happened. It opened up some room in our salary cap to be able to get Nate in. You know, it was a disappointment with Hugh, but, you know, you got to look on, it was an opportunity for us to get better, and Nate was still available, and we were talking to him for a little period of time, so we're happy that it's done and dusted, and he'll be here shortly.
Did you go back to him after the developments of last week and say, well, we can put a better offer to you?
I think he just, you know, we came up with a better package for him, without a question. But I think the overriding factor, if he wanted to go for money, he would have gone back to Europe. And I know that he had bigger money deals to go back to Europe. But, look, his first objective is to get back to 100% health. He went through that period of time with his health 2 years ago. And he's done a really good job to be back at the Boomers in this last Oceania series. He was a spark coming off the bench. So we want to get him to be in great condition for us, and looking forward to it.
That series gave the tick that you thought, well, we can get back to full fitness. It was pretty close.
Yeah, I thought it was a big improvement on last year. I think in the World Cup he struggled a bit in times, and but this year I was, it was a great improvement from him physically and mentally as well. So for me, it was a no-brainer.
Trev, we've had some great fan favourites with the Wildcats over the years. Will Nate become one of those, do you think?
I think you guys are going to love him. You know, he's very emotional. He wears his heart on his sleeve, and he's going to, look out the rims. Hopefully we've got a backup ring just in case one gets shattered. But, look, he's going to do some damage around there, and he's really interactive. He's a big, fun, loving guy, and the crowd's going to really enjoy him.
Could he and Matt be, one of the best combos, in the league?
Yeah, I hope so. And Tommy, you know, we've got a three-man rotation there, and we just get after teams strong for 40 minutes. So it's going to be a little bit of work in progress. We're going to massage some areas to make sure we get the benefit, but that's the plan. Hopefully we can be, one of the best front lines in the league.
Where are you at with that 10th roster spot, Trev?
Well, we can tick this box now, and as soon as I finish with you guys, I'll go and make some extra calls, and hopefully we can get that done.